It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. One day, an elderly math tutor with Alzheimer's disease wandered away from his home in Morningside Heights. It was the early 1990s, and the man's ordeal led to a change in the way the city copes with missing seniors. WNYC reporter Jim O'Grady is here to talk about that and how the problem is likely to deepen because New Yorkers over the age of 65 are the fastest growing group in the city. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Sean.
So this guy from Morningside Heights, how did you even come across this story to begin with?
Well, because I called up this organization, Caring Kind. It's a major Alzheimer's support group in New York. Got a vice president on the phone, Jed Levine, and he told me that this is the case that galvanized the police to change their ways about how they went about investigating a missing senior and even to investigate missing seniors because it wasn't always done.
I don't know. That's so hard for me to wrap my head around, that there once was a time where somebody with Alzheimer's disease could wander away and the police just wouldn't look for them?
Yeah, so in this instance, the man from Morningside Heights, it was up to his daughter to make up posters with his photo and put them around the neighborhood. Here's Jed Levine.
His daughter was frantic, and the police had said, look, you know, he's an adult. Unless you think there's some kind of criminal activity, there's no basis to investigate this.
Days went by, but no sign of the man. And then
he, unfortunately, was found deceased under the George Washington Bridge near the Little Red Lighthouse.
Levine wasn't sure about the cause of death. Heart attack, maybe. But he says afterwards, NYPD changed. It started asking groups like Caring Kind to push out details on missing seniors to places where they might end up.
Nursing homes and the MTA and the Port Authority.
Hospitals and assisted living facilities.
Many, many different providers to be on the lookout for that person.
Or casinos. For some seniors, casinos are the cheese and the mousetrap of their minds. Detective Mike McDonough of the Missing Persons Squad has a story about an elderly man who vanished from the Bronx.
And the kids couldn't find him, and sure enough, they go down Atlantic City through the different casinos, and there the person was playing the slot machine.
McDonough says he'd asked the man's family a standard question about a missing senior. Where in this person's life were they happiest? Sometimes the answer is a childhood home, or the house they raised their own kids in, or a slot machine by the boardwalk.
We did it that night. Within 3 hours, we found them. So it saved a lot of people a lot of heartache, and we were able to go home that night with a happy feeling.
So this person went missing from the Bronx, and 3 hours later, you found them at a slot machine in Atlantic City?
Right.
McDonough says the senior's familiarity with the bus to the Jersey Shore outfoxed his dementia. He was found so quickly, according to NYPD Captain Stephen Wren, because the police these days hop to it when a senior disappears.
We'll have detective squad response. We'll have mobilizations. We have a number of police officers coming from outside groups that help us look for the person we're looking for.
And that's not all.
We can bring the canines in, the bloodhounds, to do a search.
Bloodhounds, like in a Louisiana prison movie. Sometimes the police bring out the dogs and flood the zone. They can even scramble a helicopter or a boat. But several hours later, the senior is still out there, somewhere, and probably confused. It's when an initial search comes up empty that the police turn to the public by putting out a silver alert. You might know Amber Alerts for missing kids.
Official Amber Alert.
This is that, but turned on its demographic head. Silver alerts are emailed or texted to every person signed up for Notify NYC, a public safety program. Silver alerts are also tweeted out, posted on Facebook, sent to the media. Detective McDonough says they're meant to get the rest of us in on the search.
People have to be mindful of elderly that are out there, let's just say in their pajamas, in the middle of the winter, in their slippers. Something doesn't look right.
He told the story of a woman who walked into a Brooklyn hotel in February and began acting erratically. A staff person got the woman's last name, linked it to a silver alert, and called 911. That case wrapped up peacefully. But Captain Wren says sometimes a missing senior will be found in a highly agitated state and possibly violent, so the police will subdue them by force.
Fortunately, those cases are few and far between, so we really haven't had that happen too often. Most of them are good news stories.
Almost every silver alert winds up with a missing senior located. But police say that all the time the person is lost, over age 65, and suffering from a cognitive impairment, they are, by definition, in danger.
Dementia is an imminent threat that someone's going to hurt themselves or they're going to end up injured, some kind of bodily harm.
A couple of ominous stats about who's at risk. One, African-American seniors are twice as likely to suffer from Alzheimer's disease as whites. Hispanics are 1.5 times more likely. At the same time, the percentage of African-Americans and Hispanics who make up the city's elderly population is on the rise. This year so far, the NYPD has put out 49 silver alerts, almost half for African-Americans, many of them from Brooklyn.
So my name is Kirsten McGinnis. I am here as a caretaker for a person with severe dementia.
Kirsten McGinnis says the second time her Aunt Pat wandered off, the police found her with bruises on her chest, chin, and neck, apparently from a hard fall onto her face.
It was the scariest night of my life.
Her Aunt Pat is only 67. Last December, she was doing her usual things, teaching Pilates, acting on stage. She even met friends for drinks during a snowstorm. But then came late March, when the symptoms of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease suddenly kicked in.
That's when we got a call that she had been picked up by NYPD, lost in her neighborhood on the Upper West Side, where she's lived for over 40 years because her building disappeared.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. So she was going from door to door down her block.
The police found her sitting alone in a nearby school. The next time, Pat McGinnis found herself in a subway station 50 blocks from her home. In winter, lightly dressed, with no idea how she got there. Kirsten McGinnis says her aunt is safe now in a facility in Riverdale where she visits her and misses her.
I look for her and I search for her in every conversation we have. So she came home, but with dementia, you're still left searching for them.
New York averages 3 silver alerts per week. An alert in April described Jeff Kelly as, quote, a 71-year-old black male with dementia who may be in need of medical attention. He is 6'5", 200 pounds, with salt and pepper hair, last seen wearing a baseball cap, blue jeans, and no shoes. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.
The NYPD says Mr. Kelly was found 2 days after his silver alert in St. Luke's Hospital. If you'd like to sign up for alerts about missing seniors, go to the Notify NYC website and click on Enroll.